from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey carries out airstrikes on ISIS. Turkey says it has carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria in a significant escalation of its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. According to the Prime Minister's office, three F-16s took off from Diyarbakir in southeast Turkey early Friday and struck targets across the Turkish border province of Kilis. The statement said the jets dropped four guided bombs on a pair of Islamic State headquarters and a meeting point before returning safely to their base. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit on Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a first-hand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. As the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter complained Iraqi troops showed no will to fight. But at the first stop of a day-long visit, he praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker took issue with the deal.
But what I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
Senator Corker was speaking to Secretary of State John Kerry, who countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear program. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Obama is on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He's scheduled to arrive later today in Kenya, where he'll attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he'll become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. This is VOA News. A new report finds that the U.S. military mistakenly has shipped live anthrax samples to dozens of labs over more than a decade. The Defense Department report released yesterday said live anthrax spores were sent to 86 labs in the U.S. in 20 states and Washington, D.C., plus facilities in Australia, Britain, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, and South Korea. The investigation did not identify a root cause for the faulty shipments and said the spores did not pose a risk to the general public. But at a press briefing on Thursday, U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Work called the program a failure that exposed a major problem in the Defense Department's handling of anthrax, a potentially deadly bacteria.
By any measure, this was a massive institutional failure with a potentially dangerous biotoxin. So the first thing we had to know was, why did it happen?
The inadvertent shipment of live anthrax spores first surfaced in May when a private company notified the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that inactivated spores in its possession were in fact live. A gunman in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana opened fire last night in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding seven others before killing himself. Officials in the town of Lafayette say they know the identity of the gunman but have only revealed that he was a 58-year-old man. Some of the victims were critically wounded, while others have non-life-threatening injuries. Bobby Jindal is Louisiana's governor.
When these kinds of acts of violence happen in a movie theater, when there's no real good reason why this kind of evil should intrude on the lives of families who are just out for a night of entertainment, I know a lot of us are horrified and shocked. The great thing about America is that when any of us suffers, whether it's one family or one community, we all suffer. This is a time for us to come together.
About 100 people were in the theater when the gunman began shooting his fellow moviegoers with a handgun. A report in the New York Times newspaper says two federal inspectors general have asked the Justice Department to open a criminal investigation into whether Hillary Clinton mishandled sensitive government information on a private email account she used when she was the U.S. Secretary of State. News of the use of a private email account made headlines in March and quickly became a campaign issue in Ms. Clinton's presidential bid. A planet believed to be remarkably similar to Earth has been discovered orbiting a distant sun-like star. The discovery of what the American Space Agency said is the nearest thing yet to an Earth 2.0 was based on the observations of the Kepler Space Telescope, which has been scanning the Milky Way for Earth-like planets since 2009. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.